This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. All you have to do is dial in toll free here. 855-450-FREE is the number. That's 855-450-3733. We're back in the studio after a couple nights off, or at least you and I, Mark. The show went on, of course, thanks to our wonderful co-hosts, Daryl and Ellen and Derek J, for coming in and filling the microphones for us. We were at the Talkers Seminar. That's kind of an industry schmooze fest. You go and hang out with the big wigs in the talk radio business. Anyway, that's where we've been. It's good to be back. And, of course, we're here live for the Saturday edition. It's me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
Toll-free number, as always, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype. You can Skype in a username, lrn.fm. Those Skype calls, you'll have to hold on a little bit because we've actually got a special guest who is already on Skype, and he contacted me this week with some concern about some things that I had allegedly said about him. He is Adam Kokesh. We've had him on the air a number of times in the past. He's a great activist. He's somebody who is no stranger to putting his own personal freedom on the line. He is, and we'll talk more about how he did that last year and what happened and what's going to happen later on this year with some criminal charges that he's facing down. So we'll give you the latest on that situation, plus have a conversation about, you know, strategy, about how do we get from here to where we are today to freedom, and, you know, what's the best road? Is violence the answer? 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here tonight. Maybe you've got a question for Adam Kokesh. He is with us and joining us now by Skype. One time host on RT, still the host on YouTube of Adam versus the Man.
One time host on Free Talk Live.
And, yes, host on Free Talk Live while I was in jail. And also,
for civil disobedience,
you are now, Adam, you are now an author. Welcome back to Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys. Always a pleasure to join you and just to be able to have this conversation and to have friends like you with the kind of operation that you do, who I can just reach out to by text message and be like, hey, you know, you want to have a conversation about this? And for you to say, yeah, let's do this. Let's share this exchange with our audience. I'm just honored to be a part of it.
Well, okay, so the discussions that we have had, and they've been in the past couple of weeks since the whole Las Vegas shooter situation where two people shot up a couple of cops in a CC's Pizza and then shot another person in a Walmart before allegedly taking their own lives. They that's kind of what got the conversation started again about violence as a solution to the problem of the idea of the state and the problem of state violence. These people calling themselves the police that are hurting peaceful people all over the place. There was a Raw Story article about you, Adam, and some of the things that you were alleged to have said on your own YouTube show, Adam versus the Man, about these two individuals. And I'd like to just give what they claim are your quotes and see, you know, what it is, you know, did they take them out of context? Or did they get the quotes wrong? What do you have to say about that? Would that be all right with you?
That'd be great. And I think all the quotes are correct. I wasn't trying to dispute that, at least from what I've seen, although I know that there were a bunch of stories about this that I didn't get to. I was, as you know, I was in court in Virginia dealing with other things. But,
well, yeah, I definitely want to talk about the court situation a little bit later, but let's jump into this as an issue, because they say that you were claiming that killing the officers in the case in Vegas was not murder. Because the police are likely to kill people. The exact quote they say here is, let's say someone is going around stabbing people, like just stabbing people. It's not murder to kill someone in that situation, and has been pointed out about the Vegas shooting when you have police officers that are going around and doing violent things all day long, and then they take a break for lunch. Well, it doesn't mean all of a sudden they're innocent or they're being peaceful because they're taking a break from all their other anti-freedom rights-violating violence. And then they go on with another quote. Think of how many lives might have been saved by this incident. How many people would these cops have killed had they not been killed? Now, was there ever any evidence that the two police officers in question had actually killed anybody?
No, and that's why, you know, I'm making this as a hypothetical here, and what I'm really doing is trying to understand the reasoning of the Millers and, in a sense, sympathize with what is the justified motivation here, not the act. And I think that's an important distinction because, you know, a lot of libertarians, when they were like, oh, wow, there's a comparison here with the Millers, they were kind of into some of the stuff that we are, and they were kind of thinking along certain lines that you know, libertarians think along sometimes. There was this, oh no, we can't have anything to do with it. Oh no, like we're just, you know, we're gonna condemn it and we're not gonna think about it. And I thought that they're, you know, in just out of respect for the gravity of the situation, you know, the fact that three people died in, you know, for the way that it happened, well, five, you know, it's worth really examining how it happened and thinking about it honestly and looking at why someone might justify this. Now,
well, I'm fine with doing all that now. I've heard that the Jared guy had some incidents, and maybe his girlfriend, or was it his wife? I don't have that detail.
His wife,
his wife might have also been in trouble with drug laws, that he had been persecuted by the state for possession in the past, and you know, had really had a burden placed on him because of that, and that's one of the reasons why he was angry. I mean, there's no doubt. There's a lot of justification for somebody to be angry and possibly violent with the state. However, that doesn't justify, I don't think, what he did. Do you think so?
Right. No. And I certainly have made it clear that while defensive violence, you know, against someone who is aggressing against you, may be morally justified, even if you can justify it, rarely is violence the best outcome, is the best solution. And I know you've heard me make the case for this before, and I think I'm in a unique position with my particular record of activism to have the credibility to say that I'm pro gun rights, but that I look forward to the day when firearms are obsolete, that nonviolent
lasers?
Yeah, basically, lasers. Yeah. Lasers.
Photon torpedoes.
Stun. Now, you know, I know it's funny. It's a science fiction kind of fantasy. But I think the idea that a device that is capable of rendering someone incapable of harming another and preserving the value of their life is a reasonable technology. I think there's a huge market demand for that. Already, if you look at just pepper spray and taser technology, the gun existed a lot longer before, you know, for a long time before we had tasers. And I'm not saying that they're equivalent. A taser obviously does not have the full defensive advantage of a firearm, and that's why firearms do still occupy a unique, practical place in legitimate defense.
Well, Adam, as a, you know, Marine who fought in Fallujah and, you know, the gun expert that you are.
Thanks for not saying served in Fallujah. I appreciate that.
well, you did serve. You've served the government.
The bankers, the war profiteers.
What about rubber bullets? I mean, I always wonder. I know so little about guns. Would a rubber bullet put a stop to somebody who's attempting to do something bad to you?
I, you know, you're a little out of my league. I don't want to pretend. I can answer the question, but I don't want to pretend like I'm coming from, because in the Marines, we don't use rubber bullets.
I wouldn't expect you to.
I would not think you do.
Yeah. So, but think about this from a perspective of self-defense. If you were in a situation, if you decided that it was in your best interest for your personal security to carry a firearm because you believed that, you know, Mark, that there was some specific threat against you that justified that, would you really want to be shooting rubber bullets? And the answer is no, because there are a lot of people who are physically resilient enough that a rubber bullet simply won't do what a real bullet will do. And it's sad. And I hope that I'm wrong in saying this right now. I hope that there's some technology in existence. I wouldn't be surprised if DARPA already has it and is keeping it from us, but that there's some technology that bridges that gap, that has the effective stopping power of a bullet, but does not destroy. And I think in this sense, a rubber bullet's actually really bad, because rubber bullets really do hurt people. And the use of them for crowd control is just absolutely insane, that governments think that, like, pounding people, like, hurt, like, it's just like punching somebody really, really hard.
Yeah.
The rubber bullet is like a good way to control people's behavior. It's insane.
Yeah, I don't know. If I were to use a firearm, I would hope that what I'm using it for is to protect my family or myself from physical harm, as opposed to, like, you know, something being stolen from my house or whatever.
Right. Hey, Adam, you game for staying up to the end of the hour?
Absolutely.
All right, more with Adam Kokesh here from AdamVersusTheMan.com, because he's also got a book. Plus, I want to talk more about his case where he's facing 15 years in prison for the whole infamous gun racking incident, basically, in D.C. We'll tell you the story here and get the latest in moments on Free Talk Live's Live Saturday show.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact in helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again. I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to bring up anything that you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. As we get the studio packed up to head on the road tomorrow with the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It kicks off. Actually, it's officially kicking off tomorrow, but many people, including our very own Derek J. Freeman, are up there tonight.
There was a wedding today.
There was, as a matter of fact, a lesbian wedding, which, of course, is completely legal here in New Hampshire. I wish I could have gone to it, but Porkfest doesn't officially start until tomorrow, and as much as I would have loved to have gone up today, basically today I've spent all day packing. So looking forward to seeing many of you there, because Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. This is your excuse to come to New Hampshire and check out the amazing community that we have. Yeah, there's going to be great guest speakers. I think they're bringing in Nick Gillespie from Reason Magazine, for instance.
And there's going to be Joel Salatin. He's behind the whole permaculture movement.
He's the farmer guy, right?
Farm to table movement.
Yeah, so lots of different speakers. It's going to be a DIY theme, do-it-yourself. So there's all kinds of neat things you're going to be able to learn this year at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Or if you don't feel like learning, you can just party. There's all kinds of parties going on, including Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party. Or maybe you want to do some family activities. There's all kinds of family stuff happening as well. Go to porkfest.com, PORCFEST.com. You cannot get tickets online at this point, but you can just show up and get in. There's plenty of room for everybody who comes. So Porkfest, PORCFEST.com. It's happening starting tomorrow, June 22nd through the 29th. We'll look forward to seeing you there. As we go back to somebody who's been to a number of Porcupine Freedom Festivals, Adam Kokesh, is Porkfest not one of the most amazing events you've ever attended?
Oh, for what it is, there's nothing like it. It beats all. But Ian, if I may sneak in real quick, I got to get a shout out to my friend Marcus, who's listening on the radio right now in Georgia while he is pulled over by a cop.
Oh, wow. And he's listening to us on one of our radio affiliates.
Yep.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. Well, sorry to hear about the pull-up.
That's the amazing thing about the radio.
Yeah, it is fun to be on the radio down there. So, Adam, you're here talking to us about the Vegas shooters to start with, but you're also a new author. We'll talk about your book coming up and the latest on your case where you're facing 15 years in prison. But just to get back to the issue of violence, you had Chris Cantwell on your show, Adam versus the Man, at adamvstheman.com recently. I haven't had the chance to watch the full half-hour-long interview, but Chris actually just moved in moved back to New Hampshire, and he happens to be living across the street from the LRN studios, which is pretty interesting. Now, Chris's viewpoint seems to be that he's glad these cops are dead. Do you take that same viewpoint, sort of relishing the deaths of these officers?
No, absolutely not. I think that it's helpful to understand the motivation for the murder, or I shouldn't say, well, for the killing, but I guess if you want to use the term murder, my point in the video is that you really can debate that. But either way, it is a horrible, unnecessary tragedy, and violence is extremely costly and counterproductive in a whole host of ways. Whether or not it's justified, it is almost never, it is never the best option tactically when there is a nonviolent solution available. And really, that's what my book is about. And that's why I was kind of surprised to hear you characterize my statements the way you did, because in the video with the interview that I did with Christopher Cantwell, he was arguing the point that he's made in the past, that his what he sees as the only viable strategy is basically, and he might object to the oversimplification here, but it's basically kill cops until they don't want to be cops anymore, until the job is too hazardous to be tenable.
Well, it's my understanding he believes that it's going to come to that. He says he doesn't want it to, that's what it's going to come to. You still with us? Adam? You know what? We are having some Skype difficulties. We will do our best to get Adam back on with us.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, I don't know. It seems like we're having a bad connection. Maybe it's better now. Go ahead.
All right. Yeah, so I'm not sure where I got cut off there, but that was pretty important to say that I think that position, I think it's based on some very dangerous false presumptions. I think it's based on some overly paranoid misunderstandings of the current situation, of the dynamics of government and society. And I think it really is sort of a very uncompassionate, brutalist way of looking at the world that almost gets away from the ultimate point of being engaged in politics, of promoting freedom, which is to maximize value for everyone, to improve people's lives.
I want to apologize, Adam. I mean, I apologized to you over a text message recently, but I want to also apologize to you on the air. I hadn't actually, listened to your full interview with Cantwell, so I didn't know the context there. There were certainly rumors flying around, and I
just read the story.
And I made comments, and I didn't even read the whole Raw story thing, but I made comments based on your video from last year, which led to your subsequent arrest for guns and drugs, allegedly, in Virginia, and the D.C. charges having to do with having a shotgun in Liberty Plaza or something like that, Liberty
right.
Square, in D.C., and racking the shotgun. Yeah. The statement you made was, I recall, it sounded kind of threatening. It sounded like you were calling for a violent revolution. Were you at the time calling for a violent revolution, and have you changed your mind since then? What was the thrust of that video that led to now you possibly facing years in prison?
Well, for that particular piece of street theater, I give my acting skills a B-. I certainly did not intend to come across the way that I did, and I understand that. But I appreciate your apology, and it's cool to be able to talk to someone again who has that that understanding. But I want to say that it's really not that big a deal. I'm not surprised. But I didn't think that what I threw out there with that video was like it was liberal baiting, I was like, and it worked. Like they totally ate it up. And really all I care about in life at all, period, right now, and I know we'll come back to this, is getting people to read the book that I just wrote. I think it is the quickest way for people to go from zero to I get it. We'll come back to that. But I'm not.
So you weren't calling for a violent revolution.
No, I was calling. For an overthrow of the United States federal government, and I am still calling for that.
Well, overthrow tends to have a violent connotation, right? Like, overthrow usually means to take by force and physically remove people and possibly, kill them if they don't go. I mean, that's typically what an overthrow is.
Well, what I've always advocated has been pretty clear is that that we can have a peaceful, orderly dissolution of the United States federal government that would be the result of the electoral process.
Secession, right? Because weren't you also calling for secession?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And I think we're much more likely to achieve it from a national consensus that unfortunately, we have to, in a way, turn to the state to dismantle itself.
Do you talk about secession at all in your new book?
Absolutely. More importantly, localization. And the book is unlike any other similar attempt to write, the ultimate red pill, and that it's not Amerocentric. It's not based on specific examples. It's based on the observations about the nature of modern governments that we all know are true.
Your new book is called Freedom. It is available for free online at adamvsTheMan.com/freedom in several different formats, including audiobook. Folks can go there and download and share.
It doesn't sound like you're trying to get rich with this interview.
At your leisure. Stand by, Adam. We're going to bring you back here. If you got a question for Adam Kokesh, he's with us. The toll-free number is 855-450. Free. We'll get an update from him on his criminal case here next.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, and in a word, the answer is protection. protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. Plenty of time coming up for your calls about anything you want. Right now, though, if you call in, you do need to have a question for Adam Kokesh. He is a television host who's been on part of RT in the past. Currently hosts his own YouTube channel over at AdamVSTheMan.com. He's also a brand new author. His new book is Freedom, and it's available for free, as a book named Freedom probably should be, over at AdamVSTheMan.com/freedom. And you can go and download it in a number of different formats, including audio book. We're going to get back to his thoughts on violence as a solution. Is it one? He says, sounds like we're really on the same page on a lot of this, and we're going to bring it back here and, of course, take your calls if you have any questions.
So my magic mud is it's a tooth whitening formula. It is made with sodium bentonite, bentonite clay, and also with the activated charcoal. And what it does is it not only does it get your teeth as white as your teeth can be, because it took 4 applications and all the coffee stains were removed from my teeth. I was amazed. I went into my hygienist and she was doing my teeth, and she commented without any prompting whatever. I said nothing. She commented that my teeth seemed really great and asked me what I had been doing different. I mentioned it. She wrote it down. So I don't know what she's done since then, but she wrote it down. And the activated charcoal does is it bonds with things. That's why they use it for filters and for water filters and that kind of thing. It gets all kinds of stuff out of the water. Well, it also bonds with the stuff in your mouth. So bacteria,
bad stuff.
Pulls it right out of there. It was created by Jessica Armand, who's a liberty-loving homeschool mother of three.
She's coming to Porkfest.
And she is, and she's going to be there. There's going to be ways to try out the My Magic Mud. Also, you can order it online at mymagicmud.com. There's a video there with biological dentist Griffin Cole, where he explains a lot of the benefits of My Magic Mud. And I can't do it justice other than to say this stuff's amazing. I will never live my life without it. My teeth feel completely clean in a way that they've never felt before. I don't have that film on my teeth in the morning.
This is going to be the cleanest pork fest, at least hygienically in the mouth. People are going to be looking better after this pork fest.
Yeah, it's great. MyMagicMud.com. Check it out for yourself.
But yeah, you don't have to go to pork fest to get some of this stuff. Just go to MyMagicMud.com.
It's great.
All right, let's continue here. We've got Adam Kokesh with us from AdamVSTheMan.com. Adam, you we touched briefly on this incident that happened last summer, I think, at this point, where you showed up at like 5 in the morning on in D.C. out at Liberty Plaza or something like that.
Oh, I can't get up that early. It was like 8 o'clock or something.
Was it? Okay. Some people said it looked really early from the way the sun was in the background. But and you had a shotgun, and you racked the shotgun, and it's like a 30-second long video where you make a statement about next summer and suggests, you know, sort of revolution, and you were talking about secession as well. And you were saying it wasn't intended to suggest violence, that it was some street theater. And I love street theater. I think street theater is great. But in this case, this was pretty risky street theater. I mean, bringing a gun into D.C. ended up resulting in the D.C. and Virginia police and I think some feds coming to your home and raiding it. And
well, I would also give my planning and forethought skills a B- for this particular action. But
well, we all live and learn, and I've certainly learned plenty of lessons the hard way. In this case, the D.C. guys came after you. You ended up going to prison while you waited for trial. After I think you took a plea on that one. After that, they give you time served on the D.C. charge for having a gun in D.C. But then, now you're still dealing with the Virginia charges, where, again, Virginia cops were involved in the raid, and they apparently allegedly found some drugs and other guns in the home.
Right.
And so that resulted, of course, when you combine those two things together, they give you extra felony charges, I think. So you are looking at felony, at least one or two felony counts. And what's the status there? Because we've heard something about an Alford plea.
Yep. Unfortunately, that was the outcome. It wasn't my, you know, first choice of how things were going to go. But I am now going back for sentencing on September 5th. And
now, the Alford plea, as I recall from reading the details on this, it means that you aren't admitting guilt, but you also admit that they probably have enough to convict you, enough evidence?
Yep. That's the gist of it.
What's the purpose of doing that?
Why? It seems like a terrible idea, but I assume that that's probably the only options that they gave you, right?
Well, hey, if they give you an option where you grovel some more or an option where you grovel a little bit less, you know, it means something to me to stand on principle, to have an opportunity to say that, to tell the truth. You know, when someone has a gun to your head, you know, what is your, can you lie to get them to stop being violent, to put the gun down?
Yes.
You know, and I think morally you're on pretty solid ground there. But I had to tell the truth, and this was a way for me to tell the truth and maintain my integrity, and that's why I took this option. But
what I sort of mean is they're not offering you a plea. Like, there's no
there's only so much I can say about this for legal reasons at this point. But there is, as always, the threat to bring more charges, and you guys understand this in the legal framework, and I'm sure from your own civil disobedience and what you have going on there in Keene. There are people who have faced this before where it's like, well, if you take this plea, we bring this one charge, and yeah, it's still a 5-year felony, and you don't know what you're going to get. It's going to be up to the judge, and you know it's going to be, you know, relatively, it's not going to be the full time, you know, because of sentencing guidelines.
Certainly hope
like
not.
That.
I mean, you're looking at 15 years in prison over this.
Right, and they try to scare the crap out of you every single time.
We actually saw this happen with the Amanda Billyrock case here in New Hampshire.
They had
come after her with several charges. She was ready to go to trial. She had an attorney. The attorney was prepared for trial. And then literally 30 minutes before trial, they pulled them aside and said, look, we've got these extra charges. We've learned that you registered your vehicle at this church and you don't live there, and so therefore that's this charge. And tell you what, if you take a plea deal on these other charges we've already charged you with, then we won't charge you. We will agree to not charge you with these other things that we could charge you with.
Yep.
And she took the deal because she didn't want to deal with the court situation anymore. She had already paid an attorney quite a bit. She would have had to pay the attorney more to prepare for these other charges.
It's exhausting.
And
this is the new status quo, gentlemen. This is how the system works now. And
it looks nothing like justice.
My experience in jail. No, and they don't do plea agreements with time served or time to serve commitments anymore, or much, much more rarely than they used to. And it really is a sick form of bullying. Now, as you mentioned in the Amanda Billy Rock case, they technically had legitimate excuses in those, to bring other charges. And they make up all sorts of quasi-legitimate excuses to bring other charges. You know, you get a ticket for jaywalking. Well, guess what? Now you could also get a ticket for disturbing the peace. You know, you could also get a charge
for disorderly conduct.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Yeah. You see how this goes now. And when you've had your home raided, you want to get down to code violations, man, they can screw you 10 ways from Sunday. So
now, okay, so let's talk a little bit more about this Alford plea. Will you at sentencing be able to speak, or will your attorney be speaking to the judge? And, it's, I guess, up to 15 years. What do you think is realistic? Any speculation?
Yeah, I'm not going to say too much about that, but we will be afforded the opportunity in the legal proceedings to make the case for time served and for
now, wait. Just clarify. You serve time in a federal detention facility. Would that count? That wouldn't count towards Virginia, right? You're facing charges.
No. The only time I actually spent time in a true federal facility was when I was arrested in Philadelphia and was at the federal prison there for 1 week. But after the raid in Virginia, I did 2.5 weeks in Fairfax County before going to D.C., which is technically not a federal facility. It's a D.C. facility.
Got it. So with it would be the 2.5 weeks that would then count?
Right, right.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So it's basically that. But, I mean, you never know. You never know. And you guys get it. This is... And it's crazy trying to do a media operation at the same time as
it
dealing
sucks.
With stuff like this. And
it sucks having
it. I got it. Like, you guys are really lucky to have each other. You know, you're so much stronger with both of you, and you have a great team around you. But
well, you've got a team, don't you? I mean, you've always had people helping you out.
Oh yeah, but you know what it's like to have this kind of uncertainty that you.
I've got 2 years. I'm facing 2 years right now on a couple misdemeanor charges here in New Hampshire. So stand by, Adam. We're going to bring you back. You've got a brand new book, and you're really excited about it, and it's free. So let's talk a little bit more about it and what motivated you to get it out there. There's more coming up here on Free Talk Live.
Yes, it's the Central Scrutinizer. I steal your labor by force through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially do not want you to
torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com
and click on the torrent
link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to
freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent
link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
Are you a programmer? Are you proud of your programming skills? If you can program, then you can prove theorems. And if you can prove theorems, then you can get proof that you can prove theorems at mathgate.info. Are you looking to employ a programmer? Before hiring an applicant, you can verify their skills by asking them to pass a test in basic formal reasoning at mathgate.info. All of this can be done using only Bitcoin addresses as pseudonyms. Welcome to the future. For more information, visit mathgate.info.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Today is an important day. It's your day to be ready, take care of your family, and buy your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. Because today, the Freeze Dry Guy introduces our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month food supply. Today, get the Freeze Dry Guy's 30-day premium unit, normally $364, sale priced at $263, save $101. Buy two cases, normally $727, sale priced at $506, save $222. Or choose three 30-day premium units, normally $1,091, now only $748, save $343. From the Freeze Dry Guy. These premium units are packed with the highest quality Mountain House entrees, meats, vegetables, and Packaway brand freeze-dried pineapple and dehydrates, such as milk, ABC stew, and rolled oats, 289 half-cup servings. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48. Hurry, our Mountain House and Packaway one-month supply sale ends soon. So call now, 866-404-3663.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450. Free. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You are invited to take control of the airwaves here, this final edition. From Keene, New Hampshire, we're going to be in a place called Lancaster starting tomorrow. And that'll be for the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Look forward to seeing many of you there. A lot of Free Talk Live listeners attend the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's almost like a Free Talk Live listener convention in the woods.
Yeah, we want to thank the Free State Project for throwing us a remote broadcast there.
So go ahead and join us at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And, you know, if you care about privacy, you really need to know about ProXPN. It's a global virtual private network, and it encrypts your online data, meaning that before whatever's leaving your computer gets to your internet service provider, it's encrypted, so your ISP will no longer be able to keep track of what you're doing online, because they will have no clue what you're doing online. You're still using their internet. It's just that basically they become a pass-through as you send data to the ProXPN servers. It's, again, a virtual private network, and you can get signed up, started over at proxpn.com/FTL. Use promo code FTL20, and you'll save 20% from their premium account. You can start with their free account, give it a try, see what you think, but you get the unlimited bandwidth with a premium account for just $5 a month when you use promo code FTL20 and you order the annual plan. You can also choose your server with their premium account. There's different servers around the world you can connect to. You can also privately torrent with their premium accounts. You get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, and they don't keep records of your online surfing habits. Download the software for Windows, Mac, iOS devices, as well as Android devices. It's free. Just go and get started at proxpn.com/FTL, and then when you're ready to upgrade to their premium account, use code FTL20. At proxpn.com/FTL, we go back to Adam Kokesh from Adam versus the Man, adamvstheman.com. You are back on the air, and you are a new author for the first time, which had to be a real challenge. Had you ever done any authoring before?
Well, actually, I wrote a book-length version of my combat experience in Fallujah for my senior thesis.
Oh.
And I've been sort of sitting on that, and I'm really glad that I got this book out first. And I'm self-publishing, which is, you know, a bit of a different choose-your-own-adventure kind of way of going about your business. But I'm absolutely confident that it is the right approach for this book because I'm giving it away for free. We are, you know, making it clear that people can do whatever they want with this, that it's totally open source. We have a, if you like a print version, you can print your own at home, double-sided on 8.5 by 11 sheets, just 31 pages. The print version of the book that we're going to have available soon, we're going to be selling pretty much at cost on our website. It's just 100 pages long, like the PDF. There's the audio book available online. I really don't care about anything else in my life right now as much as getting people to read this book. I really don't care about anything else at all. All I care about right now is getting people to read this book. I wrote this book to be the quickest way from someone to go from zero to I get it. And I believe that I succeeded.
Zero to I get it, meaning that they're a noob to the ideas of liberty, and then it's totally clicking with them by the time they read the book.
To a master of the subject who has enough confidence in it to argue for the principles anywhere, anytime, on any issue, and have full faith in the message of universal nonviolence as the definition of freedom.
So you answered my question before I asked it. I was going to ask you what the motivation was. I mean, there's obviously a lot of books in the liberty movement.
Yeah.
I mean, the liberty movement is full of authors and lots of written material. So, you know, you obviously thought there was something missing out there and that this would fill that gap.
Absolutely. And I wish I could sit here and tell you that this is going to be the book that everybody on the planet reads that is going to take us to the tipping point and the paradigm shift, and it's going to be game over from statism once we get everybody to read this. That's, you know, that's always the shooting for the stars goal when you write something like this. And there have been plenty of attempts, you know, and I invite people to read mine and judge it for themselves. But from the reaction so far, people are really excited about sharing this book. And I think it has that potential. But at very least, for myself, there's nothing I'd rather be promoting right now. The book is bigger than me already. It's better than me. Everything I've done as an activist is insignificant in comparison to the value that this book brings to the movement in terms of being able to grow the movement right now and bring more people in. And, you know, I think for this point in time, for where we are in the culture, for the book this is, I really think it is the best tool, the best way to wake someone up, someone uninitiated, to say, hey, would you just read this? It's very short. Like I said, 100 pages. The audiobook is just 3 hours long. And when people are done with the book, you know, they really are motivated to share it. So one of the things that sets it apart from a lot of other attempts at writing this kind of book is that it's not Amero-centric.
What does that mean?
It's not based on the American experience as much as it is the global modern phenomenon of statism. We actually already have several dozen translators, volunteers, who have signed up at the forums at AnnaVersusTheMan.com to translate this book into different languages.
That's very exciting.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's very deliberately written that way. And I think if we're going to bring people over to, you know, to this message, you know, we have to present it in a way that is not based on any opinion, that doesn't include any cultural references.
You're not hearkening really back to the founding fathers.
Exactly.
Reasoning. Okay.
Do you feel like you had a paradigm shift in the last 18 months or whatever? I mean, because I really got the feeling, you know, a year and a half ago that you'd felt like the opportunity for peaceful resolution to, you know, the problems with government was over. And
Hold on a second. I have to go back when you bring that up, because I didn't get to say this earlier.
Okay.
And I really meant to. It was very important as a point here. When I was talking about violent revolution, I want to make it clear. We are already in a violent revolution in America. The government is being extremely violent on a continuous, ongoing, daily basis. The resistance to that violence is an evolutionary process that humanity is going through, and it is happening in America as it is happening throughout the world. But we have a different institution that we are facing down here as citizens of this particular empire that is in the decline. So in terms of, is it possible for this to happen without violence? No, because the government has got so much institutionalized momentum behind its violence right now. We can only hope through facing up to these problems, as I suggest in the book, in localization and deliberately taking governments apart peacefully in an orderly manner from the top down, can we minimize that violence?
We've actually got a somebody on the line here with a question for you, Adam. We're going to go to James in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live, James, with Adam Kokesh.
Adam, I'm a believer in the principles of liberty, and I believe the bigger the government, the smaller the citizen. Nothing more than I would love to see our federal government super downsized, as well as our state and local governments. But I stress over hearing so-called libertarians not be able to just say that the preoccupiers, drug addicts that murdered in cold blood two cops, why you guys can't just call them murderers. Because, for instance, your suggestion that cops are like public enemy number one and are a great problem in this great country of ours, I mean, I'm just picturing maybe a grieving widow, in all seriousness, that of one of the cops that was murdered, again, murdered.
Well, hold on. You have a really...
I'm going to put him on hold. Go ahead, Adam.
Sure. No, I mean, this caller is obviously very emotional about this particular incident, but it seems to be kind of a silly semantic hang-up on the word murder, which carries a very specific premeditated legal connotation, and I just don't know that that applies to this particular case, but I don't know why that's
well,
a big deal.
It's murder murder is unlawful killing, right?
So, yeah, I mean, it's definitely murder, and I've never said anything besides that it was murder.
But, I mean, I think recent news comes out.
Doesn't murder require a very specific threshold of being premeditated?
No, that's first-degree murder.
Yeah. First-degree murder.
Oh, okay.
Second-degree murder would be like in heat of the moment, sort of, catching someone in an action.
Murder is simply unlawful killing.
Yeah. So let's see. Let's bring James back real quick here. James, any follow-up?
It's immoral and unforgivable murder, Mark, and walking up to two dudes eating lunch and unloading a Glock or whatever they used into their skulls because they're druggies and they hate cops that arrest druggies. It's murder.
Wait a second.
Thanks for the call, James.
James, did you see that these...
I'm sorry, I already dropped him out. We got to get Adam in here with his thoughts.
These people were actually drugging their informants for the police.
Were they?
The new news out this today, yesterday, was that
they were snitches.
They were their informants. These are on the police payroll.
The
police don't work. It's also presumptuous to presume that these cops, for example, did not have some particular involvement. You guys know how dirty the informant business is and how cops are often threatening people. And if it was these two cops that were threatening the Millers, I mean, a lot of people are, as they always do, looking at incidents like this. Project a lot of.
Well, I don't want to presume either way, right? Like, I don't want to presume anything about this. Besides, all we know are the facts that, you know, they did kill these two officers, what involvement they would have had with them. We may not ever know the full story because they killed themselves, so they won't get to tell their side of it, unfortunately. But, Adam, thank you for coming on the show tonight.
Jared Miller is on. He'll be on Adam versus the Man next week.
Jared Miller's what?
His aunt.
His aunt is on with him. AdamVSTheMan.com/freedom is the free audio book and readable book as well. Thanks, Adam. More coming up here on Free Talk Live.
It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on secret missions to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski.
author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.